The resolution the Minneapolis City Council passed says simply the city should enter into talks with Hennepin County, the state, and regional business leaders to devise a plan to keep the Twins in Minneapolis. The council stripped from the resolution the specific riverfront location, a pledge to contribute land and prepare the site, and urging the county and parks board to also contribute land. It also didn't specify the half-cent countywide sales tax stadium proponents have floated. But Councilmember Jim Nyland says it's clear stadium backers plan to fund it with a 0.5% countywide sales tax.
Everyone out there in the community knows that what we're doing today is we're voting to fund a stadium with taxpayer dollars, and we're not voting to fund affordable housing.
The vote followed a heated debate about whether to devote $25 million per year of the possible new tax to affordable housing. Councilmember Brian Herron said he realizes professional sports teams are important, but says the city has too many people in shelters and children in poverty, and says their problems should be on the front burner. He pounded his fist as he spoke, saying the city must be clear that it needs something in return if it helps build the Twins a new open-air ballpark.
You know, it's a social and economic justice issue. There are far too many injustices going on right now. And we sit up here and take all this time to talk about a stadium. The rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer.
In a strange procedural twist, the council passed an amendment to devote $25 million per year of any new tax to affordable housing, then later stripped it from the resolution. Some council members said mandating that could derail ballpark negotiations with Hennepin County. Council President Jackie Cherryholmes countered arguments of stadium opponents who cited several studies, saying stadiums don't give back what cities put into them. She says the city's decision to bail out the Target Center to the tune of $85 million 5 years ago was a good one.
The fact of the matter is there are 25 new businesses in downtown Minneapolis around the Target Center. They wouldn't be there if that investment hadn't been made by the city and if we hadn't kept that investment. And everybody around here wants to negate the fact that when we have a playoff or when we have a game on a Sunday afternoon, when previously there's never anybody in downtown Minneapolis, we got 20,000 people down there. And they're recreating and they're spending their money and they're contributing to our economy.
Mayor Sharon Sales Belton spoke passionately several times during the meeting, reminding council members the city is losing Honeywell's corporate headquarters because of its recent merger, and telling them when she talks to businesses about locating here, they want to see pro sports teams in the mix. She says today's split 7-6 vote won't hurt her discussions with the Twins or Hennepin County, and she says the fact that specific dollars for affordable housing were left out also won't keep her from advocating that some money raised from new taxes be reinvested in the community.
When we were thinking about how a financial plan might be put together, we paid special attention to the fact that any finance plan needed to benefit the public to a greater degree than it would benefit those who are engaged in collegiate or professional sports.
Regarding the closeness of the 7-6 vote, there's a rough road ahead for a new stadium. One council member reminded her colleagues that a transfer of city land for the stadium will require a 9-vote, 2/3 majority. In Minneapolis, I'm Eric Jansen, Minnesota Public Radio.